Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello there, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are all here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Tori Taff, here with Bill Gaither himself, and a great cast of characters. We're ready to get things started.
Gordon Moot is with us today.
Yeah, I sure am.
Will Banks and Guy Penrod.
It's that kind of time. If there was ever time we needed him, we sure do need him now, Bill.
Thomas Dorsey wrote it. It's a great classic. Public service announcement today is, this is the International Amateur Sports Official Day. That day when we say thank you to the thousands of sports officials who keep our athletic contests under control and take a lot of abuse while they're doing it.
Come on, Blue!
They do it for the love of the game and our kids, and we need to treat them with more gratitude.
Okay, I have to say that I am not a very good sports spectator. Yeah. When an umpire misses a call, I will often say,
even I could have seen that was a strip. Yeah.
You're that guy.
I am that guy. Sorry.
What are you, blind?
Oh.
Speaking of Gordon Moat, here he is. Ain't giving up on God.
I love this song.
Just to see bottom if you're looking for stories. Brother, I got them. But I ain't gonna give up. Ain't gonna give up on God. Been busted and bruised, battered and torn. Walked through the desert, weary and worn. I've had me some biscuits without any gravy. But in every situation, the hand of God fed me. So I ain't gonna give up, ain't gonna give up on God. The God that I serve can ride on the wind. I've seen him come through time and again. He's my salvation, my cornerstone, a steady foundation. So I ain't gonna give up, ain't gonna give up on God.
I'm never giving up on the word of the day.
That's right. Thank you, Gordon.
Are we going to get an award?
Strange award this week, Gordy. The comic strip creators convocation of Casnovia.
Yes.
Convening at Carl and Cassie's Calypso Congress in Cape Coral.
Sure.
Gave us the Nice Try Award.
Oh.
Yeah, nice try.
They said their words are quite vague and just don't make the grade.
It's not nice.
I say the word of the week is labyrinthine.
Labyrinthine. Who could
Where's my bell?
I'll give you one. There you go. What is it? Go for it.
That's so easy. Kevin can do it.
I'll bail you out, Ken. Labyrinthine was an L.A. record label in the 1960s. Signed artists. Now, this was unusual. They signed artists exclusively from TV commercials and took them to musical success. It was quirky, but huge. Some of the artists represented here were Mr. Whipple, the Charmin guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
Mikey, who hates everything. Remember that?
Yeah,
the Stuck on Band-Aids kid. Remember the Where's the Beef Lady? All these were huge artists on the Labyrinthine label. Most prominent, however, was the Jolly Green Giant from the Valley of the Vegetables. Anybody know his hit single? There Will Be Peas in the Valley. That was the Jolly Green Giant.
Ken Davis knows that. We love you, Ken Davis.
Gospel artist. All right. Okay. Actually, it means complicated. Not unlike that description. The details of the problem were extremely labyrinthine.
I knew that. I didn't have a bell.
I knew that.
The first time I heard this song was back in 1906.
11.
49. The Jordanaires sing it. Here's the vocal band.
One thing that I long for when I reach my home on high, to see my Jesus in his glory and to reign with him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother who has gone on to that land. Oh, but I long to see my Jesus and by his side to stand.
Without a father, without a mother, I had to make this journey by myself.
Sometimes so friendless,
so heartache seem endless, so many sorrows I have known. But I know my Lord will call me to that mansion
in the sky,
and I shall reign
with him forever in that sweet home by and by, by and by. So many times my heavy burdens have borne me to my knees. But then I pray, oh blessed Jesus, won't you help me, if you please. And he would hasten to my rescue. Savior with me on my journey to the sky.
Okay, all of you medical wonders sitting around these tables, what's the most common blood type? AB positive, B positive, O positive, or B negative?
Wow.
Or none of the above.
I know this. It's my blood type, O positive.
Me too. I'm O.
You're right. Really? 40%.
I'm actually uh-oh.
I'm AB negative.
I'm EIE.
I know. Really. I'm odd.
And here are the Wheelbanks.
Yeah.
Mighty God on homecomingradio.com.
Lady, I've been thinking about I'm
And that was the Wilbanks on this encouraged edition of Homecoming Radio.
Now here's something to think about. Common sense is a genius dressed up in work clothes.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here's one more of those loony laws. Okay. In Wisconsin, if you're over 21, you don't have to divulge your age. You can use a code.
What?
A or B or C. Are over 40, you're a D.
Wow.
I think
wow.
we have a room full of D's.
probably so.
The Three Bridges are back. They're back. And they're singing.
Better than ever before.
Where'd they go?
I don't know where they went.
The song's called Stand Your Ground, and nobody does it like Three Bridges on Homecoming Radio.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Stand your ground.
So when evil comes in like a flood,
stand your ground.
Don't let yourself be swept away.
Stand your ground.
Just lift up your shield of faith.
Stand your ground. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord is with you.
Oh, yes.
He's strong and courageous upon the rock of ages.
Here's a word.
Stand your ground.
Step back and see his hand at work.
Stand your ground.
He'll lift the standard by his might.
Stand your ground.
Just be still, it's not your fight.
Stand your ground. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord is with you.
Guys, it's toy time. Think outside yourself and...
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Well, two friends wanted to try an experiment and captured on video with hidden cameras rolling. They entered a local grocery store with $400 in their pocket. It was not to buy groceries for themselves, but for 15 other shoppers chosen at random. The shock, rather, and amazement of the shoppers was stunning. When they realized someone had paid for their groceries, the responses ran the spectrum. One lady screamed while weeping, "I love you." Another said, "This gives me the chills." While another cried so hard that everyone in line, including the cashier, started to cry and hug. A live demonstration of the biblical admonition to love your neighbor as yourself. No strings attached. Many of them said, "I was wondering what I could do to help other people, and this is it." Two guys started a revolution when they decided to give it away.
3 years when that song first came out, Gloria wrote it with my son Benji. Mm-hmm. Every night we would give away what? How much?
$1,000 a night at the Gaither concerts with one stipulation.
What was it?
That you got to give it away.
Oh yeah,
you can't keep
it. Yeah. Got to give it away. But then, in response, we wanted them to write right. back
That's
to us
right.
and tell them what they did with that. That went on for 3 years.
The stories were amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
We got back. Yeah.
There was one case in Alabama where they even built a church. Remember
that?
They used it to
for $1,000.
We gave away $1,000.
Small wow. church.
Yeah, yeah. We had wow. a drawing, and the winner drawing get $1,000, but they had to give it away.
Yep. And in this case, they gave it away, and somebody said, well, I'll put $1,000 with that.
Yeah.
And it just propelled.
Wow. So,
glory to God.
Landy Gardner and his wife, Joy Gardner, are very dear friends of ours. Landy passed away. At the service, his widow, Joy, sang this great Jaron Davis classic with 300 of the voices that had ever sung in the choir with Landy Gardner. I got to tell you, it was one of those
powerful
experiences. I was sitting by my daughter, Suzanne, and I said, honey, this is praise and worship.
Yes.
They sang this song. Joy sang it with faith and hope in her heart, knowing that one of these days, she'd be singing it with Landy again. What a service. What a song. Here's Joy Gardner and the Christ Church Choir in the presence of Jehovah. Listen.
Oh,
That's true. That's a beautiful song from Joy Gardner and the Christ Church Choir in the presence of Jehovah.
Yeah.
Boy, what a way to end this great show. Phil, get us out of here.
If you travel the internet throughout the week, pull over homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can also get all the information on our live concert schedule and find out the latest on the Gaither videos.
Hey, grab a free Homecoming Radio smartphone app.
That's the only thing free you're going to get.
You'll enjoy our Facebook page, which is free, and you can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Some great homecoming stations in Massachusetts like WFHL, WKBK, WMNB, and WWOZ. To you and all the others, a big salute!
Bill's throwing out the first pitch at the Yankees game. You better get there quick.
What?
I'm still working on learning how to say WWW.
WWW.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, today you've heard only the best of the best in gospel music. And you know, oftentimes we're asked where you can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com. You're going to find this and much more there. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends are going to stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.